Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Wood moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1. And the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt tags and scores. Gentile tags and moves to third. One out. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros bunts towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Estrada covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Snyder for the double play. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boros moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roark bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Wood moves to second. Dick Hyde now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Terry Fox now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair scores. Philly moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dave Philly now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foyles strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Morton pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Morton moves to second. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Morton moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morton scores. It's Orioles, 7, Tigers, 7. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Bruton steals third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline strikes out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McAuliffe out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roark strikes out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.